This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here at the Real Site. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Be part of the way to make things better. And the way you do that is you be informed, right? So head over to the website, therealside.com. Some great stories up there. A lot of things happening. A lot of things that to give you information. And again, I try to give you information on what's really happening, not on what might be happening. All right. So I like to believe, I like to say that I was the first one to break this story about Katie Hill out of California. And my take on it was, or my angle was totally different than some of the other ones coming up. Or some of the other ones that have jumped on the bandwagon, if you would. Because my attitude is that, look, whether we like it or not, her sex life, what she's doing, where in the business. Not that I approve of it in any way, shape, manner, or form. Still, not my business. I was coming at this strictly from an integrity standpoint. Ethics and integrity. Right? Is she or isn't she a person of integrity? Is she or isn't she someone who, you know, understands that the position that she has. And some of you in the last hour that heard me just kind of railing on young people, I'm not saying all young people. Let's just be clear about that. Because I'm not, there are some very, 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 very mature young people out there. But we don't teach them that anymore. Tell them to have a good time. They're young. Do you really want a young party animal? As someone who's making laws for you, someone who may be drinking till 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, and then trying to get up and blowing off some of the meetings, missing some of the votes, not being fully informed when they do vote. I mean, some of you who are ideologues don't care. She's a Democrat, vote. She's going to do whatever Pelosi wants her to do, and you're good with that. She can drink all she wants as long as she hits the right button. Correct? Well, that's not the way it should be. It's what I've been saying all along. I've been saying it for 10 years. We've now become a country that believes in Republican or Democrat over American. You're either an American or you're not. And I know some of you are going, well, what about the immigrants? The legal immigrants who came here, who want to be American, who want citizenship, and they're willing to take the test, and they're willing to do the work, God bless them. Yes, they're Americans too. The ones who come here want the money to send back to their country. They don't want any part of citizenship. They just want to come here for the work. No. No, I'm not as excited about them. Sorry. If you came here just to take advantage of what we have, you're sending money back home. You're not really contributing to the society here. No, I'm not excited about you being here. Now, this thing with Katie Hill, representative out here. You know, when she first ran for office, everybody was all excited. Matter of fact, we had two very young people in my, well, you know, young white women running for office. Obviously, Katie a little younger than the other one. I'm not going to get any age because that's really not what I'm looking to do here. But remember, it was the year of the woman. So we had to be, just like with Obama, right? Oh, my God, we have our first black president. How can you not? If you don't vote for him, then you're a racist, right? So now, right, if I don't vote for the women, I'm a misogynist, right? Is that how that works? And look where that's getting us now. We've raised a group of people that don't have boundaries. They don't. The only boundaries they believe in is when you cross one that they perceive as theirs, when they decide there is a boundary that they don't like. Don't invade their space. They don't want you to call them, you know, male or female. They don't want you making advances to them. Well, unless they think it's okay for them to make advances towards you. You know, and I'm beating this up because this isn't any different. If you listen to AOC, you listen to Omar, right? You listen to Tlaib, who's been kind of quiet lately. And then you listen to Hill. Now, of all of them, she's probably been the least outrageous on a day-to-day basis. But she has come out after being accused of having these relationships, which is nothing, I got to say in all sincerity and honesty, there's nothing different. They all do the same thing. A lot of the, especially on the left, deny. Like it never happened. There's nothing different. I mean, look at Joe Biden. I'm just saying he did a quid pro quo. He threatened to hold the money if they didn't do what he wanted them to do. He said that's not what it was. And he was proud of doing it on the video. And now he's saying that was what it was. Remember Barney Frank when he was on with Bill O'Reilly? Bill plays a clip of him saying something. Plays a clip of him approving of these loans that got people in trouble, you know, 100% loans. And he said, I never said that. Bill says, wait a minute, that was you in the clip, right? Yeah, I never said that, but it was in the clip. He wouldn't respond to the fact that those were his words, and yes, he did say it. Just keep denying it. So Katie Hill came out and denied all of this. That there wasn't a relationship, there wasn't a this, there wasn't a that. And then she comes out after... There's another post up on Red State that show text messages refuting what she said. And I'll read those in a little bit. Show text messages refuting her lies. And now she comes out again and she said, yeah, I may have had a relationship or I did have a relationship. What is it? Is this how it's going to be for the next 2 weeks? Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Come on back. A lot more on this when we return. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, I'd like to say we broke the Katie Hill story last week, or the week before. I don't remember. All the days melt together. I talked about it on the show, and then I decided to write about it. But I didn't approach it from the sexual misconduct side, because I felt like, you know, what people do, and we as conservatives say this all the time, don't push it on us, but whatever you do in the privacy of your bedroom or behind your four walls or whatever, that's up to you. That's, you decide what, who, when, and how many you want to sleep with. All right? But don't come off with this holier-than-thou attitude, this holier-than-thou thing where you're kind of alluding to the fact that you're doing everything right and Trump and conservatives are doing everything wrong. All right? And with this when we first started talking about the story, there was radio silence from the Katie Hill, the Katie Hill office. Not a word. And the communications people there, I don't know who they are. I would love to talk with one of them. I would love to know who thought it was a really good idea to lie about everything. And when I say that, when I say lie about everything, I mean, she came out at first when she was accused of these relationships, accused of what was going on. She said, no, they didn't. No, that's not true. I've never done that. And then she came out, she said, you know, well, you know, I was in an abusive relationship with my husband. Now, all this time, she never said anything about abusive relationships, right? I mean, they're going through a divorce. That's their thing. You would think the divorce papers that I've read would show that there was abuse there. There wasn't. It might have been mental or verbal abuse. I don't know. But as you saw on many other shows before this one, she admits to being a little abusive with one of her partners. Now, on CNN, when she's on with the CNN people, she shut down the improper relations rumor. She was responding on a CNN show where she basically said, you know, the improper relations with two staff members didn't happen, and that this was a political smear job from the right. Right? And it was orchestrated by her husband and some of her opponents. Now, I want you to think about that. Think about what she's saying here. Oh, this never happened. It's a political... Now, she may have never said the words, this never happened. What she said was, this is nothing more than a political smear campaign. And this is that term they love to use, plausible deniability. I never lied because I never said I didn't have. But a political smear campaign orchestrated by her opponents and her soon-to-be ex-husband, although she said husband. All right? So putting out the truth is not a smear campaign. Remember, this is the woman, right, all about Me Too. Women should be listened to. Women should be heard. You know, I wrote it in my piece. You need to go back and get it on therealside.com. You know, she talked about how women are treated in Congress. That she was uncomfortable, that she hated the way they talked with her or to her. And yet she did the same thing to one of her partners, one of her female partners. Right? And she's trying to claim it never happened. It's not true. You know, and if you want to start this off with the mere fact that after denying everything, Red State, and check out redstate.com and simply Google her name. After she denies all of this as nothing more than a smear, well, God bless Red State. Right? They come out with the text messages that specifically call out, specifically state that there was, it contradicts everything she said. And that's why I said to you, her communications people, there's something wrong with them. Either come out and say nothing, don't come out and lie, and then add to the lie. Right? She denied having a relationship with her male congressional staffer, and she claimed that an abusive husband is part of the coordinated effort. Her abusive husband. She says, the fact is I'm going through a divorce from an abusive husband who seemed determined to try to humiliate me. I'm disgusted that the opponents would seek to exploit such a private matter for political gain. Now, see, this I could have stayed along with her. I could have said, you know what? I'm good with this. She's right. This is personal stuff. Leave it alone. But now she's lying. Now she's putting it out there. Yes, I'm calling her a liar. She's lying. And the reason I can say that is her own text messages from that person to her and from her ex-husband lay out for real what's going on. She goes on to say, as she's clutching her pearls, I, like many other women who have faced attacks like this before, I'm stronger than those who want to be afraid. Who want me to be afraid. No, no, don't do that. Own up to it. If you're a strong woman, and I even want to take the woman and man thing. If you're a strong person, you have to be strong to be in this job. You have to be willing to work for us. And in the, you know, the immortal words of Shifty Schiff, I have seen a multitude mega text messages. And I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it. People like Hill and Omar and AOC, this is like, let's party it up. 24/7. In a text message from a female staffer involved in the trouble that was sent to Hill on June 3rd of this year, the female staffer says that she is terrified of pushing back against Hill. This is a staffer. She's terrified of this, right? One of her text messages said, "Babe, I had a really unpleasant realization yesterday, and it's this. I am terrified of pushing back against you. I have seen how you treat Kenny. Now, how is this the abusive husband? This isn't. This is her other partner. I've seen you treat Kenny. I think that if I cause any issues, even if I'm worried about you, so even if I care enough about you to tell you that I'm worried about what you're doing, you are going to unleash on me, and I'll probably lose my job, and I'll lose my relationship with you." Does that sound like a loving, understanding, Me Too type of relationship? I'm just curious. Right? So again, you know, you see these over and over again, and she's still saying that this is an abusive relationship. However, today, her mindset has changed. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Sight. Don't go far. I'm not stopping. And calling out the hypocrisy of the left in these matters, especially in these matters. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A group of 24 Republicans managed to derail the House impeachment inquiry. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise led a group of Republicans into the secured room where the impeachment inquiry was being conducted.
We actually wanted to hear the witness. And instead, when he left,
Madam Schiff threatened us.
New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski called the Republicans' move a pathetic stunt.
Every single member is going to have to face themselves in the mirror.
Critics say the president's action caused the crisis in northern Syria. But now the president says the U.S. got Turkey to agree to a permanent ceasefire, and he defended his decision to pull U.S. troops out of the region.
Countless lives are now being saved as a result of our negotiation with Turkey, an outcome reached without spilling one drop of American blood.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Joey, see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, and we really do have to be. You really do have to get informed. You have to get engaged. You have to be part of the conversation. Seriously. And I very much appreciate the time you guys send me emails. All right, and let's get something clear here. I am not picking on any one congressperson. All right, I know of this one. This one is close to me, so I have a lot more information. But it's about time we start putting pressure on them like they do on us. The only difference is I don't want to be another Adam Schiff that just pulls his stuff out of midair and tells everybody his truth, which is why I'm using stories, truth, fact, her text messages to prove that these stories are true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to know if you think this is, you know, is this even relevant? I think it is. Because I think it shows the character of the people that we have, well, serving us or supposedly serving us, right? And she's come on and denied it. And then after denying it, now she's, after denying it and figuring, okay, that'll be the end of it, Red State posted another story. And the story that Red State posted actually has copies of the text messages that that refute what she was saying. You know what I'm saying? So in one of the text messages, her staffer, now remember, I want you to think me too. She came out, ripped up Kavanaugh, that whole thing. She had comments to say about that. Women should be believed. And so the a report in an earlier story on Red States, her soon-to-be ex-husband, Kenny, apologized to the female staffer in a text message for the abusive relationship to which he and Hill subjected the staffer to. Staffer responded, said, "That's okay. It was a dark time, and you treated me really poorly, but I also stayed, which I also have to own. He responds back and says, don't take full responsibility for staying with people that are abusing you. That is basically victim blaming. Right? And then Hill went on to deny, vehemently deny, that she was having any kind of relationship with her legislative director. Her words, and I quote, allegations that I have been involved in a relationship with Mr. Kelly are absolutely false. I'm saddened that the deeply personal matter of my divorce has brought into public view the vindictive claims of my ex. And now they've involved the lives and reputations of unrelated parties. I want you to think about this. Because over the next coming days, over the next few weeks, you're going to hear more and more about truly what has taken place. Now, text messages between a guy by the name of Jeff Bomberger. Now, he's a videographer. He was contracted by Hill's campaign in both 2018 and for the 2020 cycles. Right? He, who has no relationship here, he has no reason to be involved here. Right? He, in text messages that went back and forth between me and Kenny and her, said, hey, I'm just going to ask you this point blank, because I respect you. Did you know about Graham and Katie? Jeff says, yeah, I did. He said, I didn't know until recently. He said, I'm really sorry that you guys are all going through this. So everybody around them knew this was going on. People around them had seen this. They know what was happening. And Katie's saying it didn't happen. Right? I mean, seriously. Katie says that he has people coming to him, telling him randomly about this relationship. And they're trying to keep it secret. They don't want it out there. The videographer comes back and says, well, she told me, yeah, it's been tough. It's been a person where everyone has to come to vent, so I've heard all sides, he said, and I am friends to everyone, and I'm trying to do my best, keep my integrity. But, you know, again, every time, everything that she denied, there's a text message to refute that. So follow me here. She says nothing. She's accused of these things. She denies these things in writing. And then she becomes the first female lawmaker to face House ethics inquiries over sexual relationships after the photos were released and a few other things. Not just the photos. Now, let's be clear here. This isn't just about the fact that, you know, she's having sex with several people. That's up to her. This is having a relationship with staffers. A whole different animal. Okay? In 2010, I mean, we've seen, this is more than one time. This has happened with others. You know, you know, they have a whole fund for this, right? Dozens of House members have been involved in Capitol Hill sex scandals. But they've all been men to this point. Although we've heard rumors of other women, but they've all been men, right? So in 2017, Representative Trent Franks of Arizona, he was investigated by the House Ethics Committee after House officials learned that he had asked two female employees to bear his child. Well, only as a surrogate, though. When that came out, he resigned before the Ethics Committee study. In 2010, Representative Eric Massa of New York, he resigned to avoid an ethics investigation also. And he admitted to groping and tickling of multiple male staffers. So this goes on. This keeps happening. I mean, I can go through a whole list. I don't want to hit them all. But this is nothing new. But most of them resign before they get to the ethics. Let's see what Katie does. But then again, you're looking. She now says, well, yeah, maybe I did have a relationship. I can't stand it. What her team needs to do is sit her down, all right, and say, okay, let's go through this again. Here's what you say. This is how you say, let's just fess up to it and move on. It's really that simple. And right now, with the See, I always trip over these words. With the ethics investigation, she needs to tell the truth. Because some of this stuff, if she's lied to the FBI, she could be in real trouble. It's really that simple. She could really be in trouble at this point. You know, and then since the story about her trouble came forward, right, and the relationship, you got to understand something here. The way young people are, when they see that this young lady, this other person who hasn't been named yet, when they see that she has been sexually abused, probably not the word I should use, just abused. How's that? She feels like she's been abused or bullied or what have you in her own text messages. I think others will come to her aid finally. Don't you? I think others are going to actually come out and they're going to say, you know, hey, look, I saw it. I saw what was happening. And it was wrong. Now, Katie has come out. She said now, she has said that, yes, she's had that. Here, let me read her words, okay? She says she had... I closed the window because I wasn't going to use it. But she's actually come out now and said that she has had a relationship with this girl. Yeah, there it is. Okay. And this is on CNN. So it's not like it's Fox News and you want to tear it apart, you can try. She's come out now and she admits to the relationship with campaign staffer. And but she only does it after she finds out about the ethics probe. Why is that? So can we trust her moving forward? Because, you know, they love to throw out, and she's done it too, Trump lied, Trump lied, Trump lied, Trump lied, Trump lied. We can't trust him because everything he says is a lie. Well, apparently in this area, everything she said was a lie. We'll finish up on the other side of the break. You need to hear this, right? Because I'm tired of seeing people stick up for her, and here's the evidence right in front of your face. So I'm a senior host. Listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm having more fun than anybody should be allowed to have. I know that's kind of stealing from somebody else, but it's true. And when I say fun, I'm not... Look, let's be clear here. I'm not having fun at the demise or the negativity of another person. But what I'm enjoying so much is here's a group of people that consider themselves so much holier than thou than we are, than the right, than conservatives. Of course, I'm talking about the Democrats and the story with Katie Hill. You know, Not that we're better than they are, but when we have things like this happen, in most cases, Republicans and conservatives eat our own. We don't even give them a chance to go to trial to be heard. A lot of times, we just want to cut them out and get them out of the way so we don't have to deal with it. I'm not so sure it's compassion. It's just to get them out of there so we don't have to deal with it. Look at what went on with Wiener. Look at what went on with, you know, even with Weinstein. Look at what Al Frankenstein. So... You take the facts for what they are, for real. So then Katie Hill today, you know, I'm going down the list of lies here. Because the reality is she went from no wrongdoing, nothing. It's the ex-husband who was abusive and nasty. And then we find out that she admits now to having one of the relationships, but that was only because her husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, was abusive and nasty. But I'm kind of confused here, because she spent 2 years, admittedly, in a relationship with a female and her husband in what's referred to these days as a throuple. All right, so the three that live together for 2 years as husband and wives and vice versa. So when did the relationship become abusive? When did Kenny become abusive? Because according to the text messages, that's not the case at all. As a matter of fact, the two of them are more afraid of Katie than the other way around. And look, I don't know all the reasons here. We'll have to find it out later on. I'm just trying to figure this out. When she says she started having the relationship because of the abusiveness. Well, who was abusive? Was it the girl in the relationship? Was it Kenny? And then she moved on to somebody else. So she dumped those two, moves on to somebody else while she's still in a relationship. I'm thoroughly confused as to how things played out. Again, her relationships are her relationships. I get it. But she, when she brings it out, when she first denies and then admits she has one, and then she admits that she has a relationship because of the abusive relationship, this is totally confusing. When? When did it happen? Did you bring the other girl into, or the other female into the relationship because it was too hard with Kenny alone, or he was being too abusive, you thought you'd spread the abuse? I'm asking to understand. I want you to see how asinine this sounds. Or did you have the double relationship and then you felt like Kenny was being too abusive even though the other person said he wasn't? And then you moved on to the campaign? I don't understand. Very, very, very confusing. Be great without lying if you could come out and try to clarify. Or have the guts to come out and say, you know what? It's none of your darn business. My sex life, my marriage and all that, none of your business until it gets right up to the point where you step over the line and you break the law. So she was holding the line of no relationship until she got notice that the ethics committee has now stepped in to do an investigation. Because if she lies to them, if she lies to the FBI, if she lies, she's done. Totally done. So now she steps up. And she says that she did have the relationship. So, in a statement to constituents released on Wednesday, Hill admitted to having an inappropriate relationship with a campaign staffer before entering Congress. She apologizes. Hill on Tuesday, though, denied having the relationship with Graham Kelly, who currently works as her legislative director. Now, that's according to Legistorm. You can look it up on your own. Another private research organization. I get their information on a daily basis. Right? Allegations that I've been involved in a relationship with Mr. Kelly are absolutely false, Hill said. A statement from the committee notes that just because it has opened an investigation does not mean that any violation has occurred. Don't you love that? If they were opening this against Trump, right? It would be, we're opening it because we know he's guilty and we're going to keep working it until we find out that he is. On hers, it's a totally different animal, isn't it? Last week, a conservative blog released intimate photos of Hill alleging her and her husband separate relationships with unnamed female camp. I would never put that name out there. It's not right. All right? And the photos, the group that decided to put the photos out, I didn't put those photos on my website. Because I went in a different direction. I want you to tell me the truth. You know, you guys campaigned on a new way of doing politics, on being the new team, the new young people, and you start off lying already. You're partying. I mean, I've seen the text messages. You're partying on a regular basis, drinking way too much, and then we're expected to go ahead and legislate the next day? And then you're having what kind of relationship you're having? Again, your headache, not mine. She goes on to say, the intimate photos of me and another individual were published by Republican operatives on the Internet without my consent. Well, first of all, Ms. Hill, you're a public figure. You ever see those pictures that people take from afar with those long lenses, they get in the backyard, and all of that? Now, if somebody was inside or somebody stole it off your computer, that's one thing. But you have yet to say that any of these were stolen. And why is it a Republican operative? How do you know it isn't somebody that you burned that didn't put them out there? I'm not talking about your soon-to-be ex-husband. It could be somebody else. You know, when you're in these relationships, you're doing what you're doing, you never know who you're going to burn. Hill said in a statement that she notified Capitol Police, who are investigating the situation and the potential legal violations of those who posted and distributed the photos, and therefore will have no further comment on the digital materials. Well, that's one way out of it. But it's not really it. Not really how it works. You're a public figure. The Ethics Committee statement doesn't mention any investigation into that relationship. Hill's relationship with the campaign staffer would fall outside the committee's jurisdiction because it happened before Hill took office. Well, there's some gray area there. There is some gray area. Because once she got into office, if that relationship was still going on, even though she was a campaign staffer, she is connected. We'll see how that plays out. Because the staffer that she was having a relationship with is still on the payroll. Real simple. That's according to her own FEC filings. $8,000 in the last quarter, which is pretty darn good. The letter that she wrote is real simple. She said, during the final tumultuous years of my abusive marriage, I became involved in a relationship with someone on my campaign. I know that even a consensual relationship with a subordinate is inappropriate, but I still allowed it to happen despite my better judgment. For that, I apologize. I wish nothing but the best for her and hope everyone respects the privacy of this difficult time. So think about something. She was in this abusive relationship with her husband, one-on-one, right? I'm trying to understand because I don't get these. I've been with the same woman for 20 years. I love her to death. I can't imagine bringing anybody else in or wanting to bring anybody else in. But that's my choice. And so I'm looking at this, I'm saying, okay, so you're in an abusive relationship with this guy, who's your husband, and you go out and grab another woman and you bring her in for what? To be part of another abusive relationship? To add to the abuse? You think this is going to make it better? That's a great choice. She says it was a consensual relationship, which it probably was. I don't know. I haven't talked to the other woman. But from what I've seen written, what I've seen in the text messages, it wasn't going well, and she didn't feel so comfortable. So, again, I'll have a lot more to say this in the coming weeks, the coming days. We have somebody very patiently, one of the listeners, you know, thank God, thanks for doing this. We have Kevin from Chicago. Kevin from Chicago. Kevin, thanks for your patience. I so much appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just got a quick question. What does Nadler, Schiff, Feinstein, David Frum, Jeff Zucker, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, Sergey Brin, Susan Wojcicki, what do they all have in common?
I'm not going to take your thunder, so you tell me. What do they all have in common?
They're all Jews.
Now, okay.
Why are they less than 2% of the population? Now, if these were Chinese people, if these were Iranians, Persians, don't you think people would be throwing a fit? People would be saying, if this was Palestinians, if this were Muslim people, you know everyone would be going crazy. Oh, these Muslims are taking our government position.
Kevin, I hear you. I hear the road you're going down, Kevin, but here's the deal. Jews, like Catholics, like some Muslims, okay? I mean, they're not all religious Jews, number one, right? I've been through all this. I'm not going to I don't go down that road. This coincidence. That was the wrong thing to say. Don't put up with that kind of stuff. Anyway, so I'm sitting your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, guys. Don't do anything stupid, you know? And if you do, unlike the representative, don't lie about it. Just tell the truth. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. What a great call to end the show on. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow.